Mesechtas Bava Basra, Daf Dalid, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Beis, and the Gemara discussed that Bava ben Buta gave an Eitzah to Hordas to rebuild and to refurbish the second Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara now tells us the background of the story, and the Gemara begins, Hordas after the Beis Chashmonai Hava, Hordas was an Eved in the house of the Chashmonaim, and during that time frame of Bayesheni, the Beis Chashmonai were in charge of Klai Yisrael, and Nasan Eino Ba'isei Tinoikas, and Hordas wanted to marry a specific girl from the house of the Chashmonaim, Yom Echad, Shoma Hu Gavr Bas Kol Ad Omar, Kol Avda Demor Hashto Mitzlach, and one day he heard a baskol that stated that any Eved that will rebel against his masters will have Atzlacha and will prevail. So upon hearing this, Kam Katlun Alukulim Marusei, he got up and rebelled against his masters and he killed the entire household, the Shari Lahi Yenukta. However, he left over this young girl as he wanted to marry her, Ki Chazes Ahi Yenukta to Kabayla Mitzvah, and when this young girl realized that he wanted to marry her, Salika Le Igra Virama Kala Amra Komanda Asiva Amra Beis Chashmonai Kasina Avdhu. So she went up to the rooftop and she lifted up her voice and she stated that anyone that claimed that they're from the house of Chashmonaim, they are lying as they are Avadim, as the Leishtayu Minayu Elahi Yenukta, as the only one that was remaining from the entire household of the Chashmonaim is this young girl, Vahi Yenukta Naflam Igra La Ara, and she said about herself that this young girl fell from the rooftop and died, meaning that she was going to commit suicide, and she jumped from the rooftop and she actually killed herself. And the Gemara tells us, Tamna Sheva Shnim B'Duvsha, so Hordas went and took the body of this young girl, and he preserved her body in honey for 7 years, and Ikeda Amri Bo'lela, and Ikeda Amri Lo'ibo'lela, and some say that he actually had beer with her corpse, and some say that he didn't have beer with her, and the Amri La Bo'lela, had the Tamna Li'suv Li'itri, and according to the ones that said that he actually had beer with her corpse, the reason why he preserved her body is because he wanted to have beer with her, and according to the man Amr that said he never had beer with her, so the reason why he preserved her body is as in this way he was able to tell people that she really didn't die and really he was married to her, and therefore he could claim that he was married to the daughter of the kingdom, and therefore he would be able to claim that he and his children are the proper heirs to the throne of the Chashmonaim. And Rashi Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Ayin on Beis points out that he never married a daughter from Klai Yisrael, then the Tzarim Heim Lahasi B'Nesim La'Avodim, as Klai Yisrael was careful not to marry off the daughters to Avodim, V'Havlu Kulam Avodim, and therefore all of his children were considered Avodim. However, Ayin Taisis Diva Maskel called on Beis Chashmonai Asina Avdahu, where Taisis asks a question on Rashi from the Gemara Masechtas Sotah, the Omer Armuloi Lagrifas Achinu Ata, that they said to Agrifas that you are brother, who perish a country sasam, Sha'armuloi Achinu Lefisha Hoysa Ima Mi Yisrael, because his mother was from Klai Yisrael, V'im Cain, Kivin of Nate Hordas, Nasu Israelis, since the children of Hordas married Israelis, and my Abduhu, why they consider Vodim, Hashmuel Gufe Isle, Ivy Kachovim Vevin, Abba Basusol, have Vlad Kosher, and therefore Taisa states, Vitzarach Lemeshle, Nasu Israelis, the Karo Achino Ata, Lefisha Eved, Achinu Bemitzes, and the reason why they called Agrifas Achinu is not because he actually was Jewish, but it's because he was considered Achinu Bemitzes, and as we know, in Eved Kananias, Chai Vemitzah Se, Shalayas Man Grama, just like a woman. And the Gemara continues that after the rebellion of Hordas, Amas, Hordas stated, Man Dorish, who dashed in the Pasuk and Pasha Shreifim that states, Mikar Bachecha Tosim Alecha Melech, and they taught us that an Eved cannot be a Melech of Klai Yisrael, that was the Rabbanon, and therefore he blamed the Rabbanon for not allowing him to be the Melech. And Taisa points out, because the Pasha Dekor, the Mashma Lamute Eved, and the Pasha of the Pasuk is not coming to Lamute Eved, Shuachicha B'mitzis, Elo Evikichavim, as it's coming Lafuken, and the Rabbanon Wadurish, Mimufcha Shvachecha, therefore the Rabbanon Wadurish, that Eved Kanani cannot become a Melech, and he felt that the Rabbanon were being loose in their interpretation, and he felt that they're holding back from becoming the actual king, and come Kutlin Lukul Rabbanon, and therefore he got up and he killed all the Rabbanon, and Shavka Lubav Ben Buta, Lemishkal Eitzamenei, however he left Bav Ben Buta in order that he should have someone that he could ask Eitzes from, and could ask advice from, and Taisa points out that even though the Gemara stated Katlin Lukul Rabbanon, La Dafka Lukulu, the Ahava B'nai Besira, Shahi Nisim, Kisha'ala Hilam in Babel, which was at that period of time. And we continue on Daf Dalar Amid Aleph, Ahad Le Klila Daile Nekrinu Le'ine, and even though he didn't kill Baba Ben Buta, but he wrapped around his eyes a crown that was made of porcupine hide, and the hair of a porcupine is as sharp as a needle, and this way he blinded Baba Ben Buta, and as we know, assumes Chashav Kames. And the Gemara continues that Hordas wanted to test Bab ben Buta, that he's being loyal to Hurdis, and therefore Yom Echad Asav Yosef Kamei, one day Hurdis came to Bab ben Buta, and Bab ben Buta was blind, and he couldn't tell it was Hurdis. And Omar and Hurdis said to Bab ben Buta, Chazima Hai Avda Bisha my Ka'ovid, look at what this terrible person Hurdis, who is a lowly Eved, that he's doing to Klai Yisrael on Malay. So Bab ben Buta stated, my Avile, what can I do? I can't rebel against Hurdis, and therefore there's nothing for me to do. So on Malay, so Hurdis say, Niltayamar, at least you should curse him. On Malay, and Bab ben Buta responded, Ksiv, that the Pasuk in Kala states, Gam b'madecha melech atakalal, that even in your thoughts, you shouldn't curse a king, and therefore I can't curse him. On Malay, halav melechu, and Hurdis stated that he's not really a king, as Lemaisa, he's an Eved, and an Eved can't be a king over Klal Yisrael. On Malay, so Bab ben Buta responded, V'alavi Oshib Alman, even if he's just a wealthy person, or a person of stature, Uksiv, and the same Pasuk in Kala continues, Uvechedri mishkovcha atakalal osher, that even in your inner bedrooms, you shouldn't curse a wealthy person or a person of stature, and Velayhe Elanasi, and even if he would only be a prince or someone that has an official capacity, Uksiv in the Pasuk of Mishpatim states, Vinasi Ba'amcha Leisar, that you can't curse someone that has any official capacity. And Amalei and Hordes responded to Bab ben Buta that the only time that we apply the Pasuk of Vinasi Ba'amcha Leisar is only Ba'isim Maisa Amcha, it only is someone that's Bit Amcha and is actually performing the Maisim of your nation, Ba'ilab Ba'isim Maisa Amcha, and he's not acting properly, and therefore you can curse Hurdis on Malay. And Bab ben Buta still said, Mr. Finomine, that I'm still scared of Hurdis, and therefore I won't curse him. And the Bach actually adds in, Mr. Fino, as Ika Inish, the Shtam Milsa, Va'azlo Maidale, that there are other people that will go and tell Hurdis that I cursed him, and on Malay, and therefore Hurdis responded, Hashtamia Leka Inish Gabon, the Azlo Valay Malay, that right now there's no one else with us that will go and tell Hurdis, and therefore you have nothing to be scared of, and you could curse Hurdis. And our guess is that Hurdis stated to Bab ben Buta, Leka Inish to Azul Delay Malay, Dano Va'at Isivna, and it's only me and you that are sitting together on Malay, and even so, Bab ben Buta stated that the Pasuk continues in Kehals and states, Ki Oifa Shemaim Yoyel Chesakal, O Balkafayim Yagidavar, that the birds of the sky will go and take the voice, and the winged creatures will take the words and will report the words. And upon hearing how careful Bab ben Buta was as to not cursing Hurdis, and upon realizing how careful the Rabbanim were as to dashing psukim and how much wisdom there was in the Torah, so on Malay, so Hurdis finally said to Bab ben Buta, Anahu, I am really Hurdis, Iyavu Yudana, does he hear Rabbanim Kul Hai, if I would know that Rabbanim was so careful as to how to dashim psukim, Lo Yav Ketilim Lu, I wouldn't have killed them. And Hurdis continued, Hashta Maita Kanta Dehu Gavra, what is the Takana for this person referring to himself? And he asked Bab ben Buta, how could he do tshuva? On Malay, so Bab ben Buta stated, he extinguished the light of the world, the chsiv, as the pasuk states, as the mitzvahs are considered like a candle, and the Torah is like the light, so you should go and busy yourself with the light of the world, which refers to the Beis HaMikdash, the chsiv, as the pasuk states, in Yishayah, all the nations of the world will be drawn towards Eretz Yisrael and towards the Beis HaMikdash, and we see that the Torah uses is Lashon v'naharu, which is Lashon of light. And the Gemara continues, Ikadami, and others say, Hachi Amalei, that this is what Bab ben Buta said to Hurdis, that since you killed the Chachamim, and you also blinded me, so hu sima ina shel olam, so you blinded the light of the world, Yichsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Shelach regarding the Sanhedrin states, V'hoyam eina eida, and therefore we see that the Torah calls the Sanhedrin the eina eida, Yelech v'is asik be'ina shel olam, and therefore you should go and be busy with the Beis HaMikdash, which is also called eina shel olam. As the Pasuk states in Yecheskel when discussing the Nevuah about the destruction of Yerushalayim and the destruction of the first bias, and the Pasuk states, Emolu Beis Yisrael, Koyama Hashem Alakim, Himni Mechalas Mikdashi, Goyim Uscham, Machme Nechem, O Machmo Nafshachem, O Bnechem Bnesechem, Asher Zavtem, Bachar Yipaylu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel that behold, I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he called it Machme Nechem, the treasure of your eyes, and therefore Bab ben Buta told Hurdis that you should go and be Misasik with Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and you should refurbish the Beis HaMikdash. And as we saw in the Gemara previously, that the Gemara is that how could Bab ben Buta have given this etzah to Hurdis if Lemaisa Rav Chisda stated like list the inish Beis Knishta at the body Beis Knishta Achriti, and the Gemara gave two terutzim ibayis ema tiyur chazubay ibayis ema machusa shani doli hadrubay dama shmuli on machusa kanature akaturi vloi hadrubay. Our Gemara continues on Malay, so Hurdis said to Bab ben Buta, Mistafinu Malchusa, I'm scared of the Romans, as Lemaisa at that point Klai Yisrael was still under the control of the Romans, Amalei Shadi Shlicha V'Lezel Shasa V'Lakav Shasa V'Lahad Shasa. So Bava Mamuta gave an Itza to Herodes that you should send a Shliach to Rome in order to take permission, in order to get permits, and it will take the Shliach a year to get to Rome, and then he'll stay there for a year, and then it'll take a year to get back, and in the meantime you should refurbish the Beis HaMikdash Adahachi V'Hachi Sasus Lei Obanis Lei, and in the meantime you should demolish the Beis HaMikdash and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Avid Hachi L'maisa Herodes listed Bava Mamuta, and he did so. And finally, after 3 years, when the Shliach came back to Herodes, Shalcho Lei, the message that he sent from Rome with the Shliach was, Im Lois Sarta Al Tista, if you did not yet demolish the Beis HaMikdash, you should not demolish it. Vim Sarta Al Tibnei, and if you already demolished the Beis HaMikdash, you shouldn't rebuild it. Vim Sarta Ubenisa, and if you already demolished it, and you also rebuilt it, Avd Bisha Basad Avd Mismachin, you acted just like a bad Eved, that after you do something, then you come to ask permission. They continued, Im Zayinach Alach Sifra Khan, if you will actually take pride and you will claim that you're a real king, you should know that we know the real story and we know that you're really an Eved and you're really not a king. As Loi Recha V'Loi Bar Recha, you're not a king and you're not the son of a king. Hordes Abdul Klanya Mesabed, as we know that you're really an Eved and you rebelled and you killed out all of your masters. And as Rashi states, Klanya Mesabed, Nasa Ben Chari Me'ilav, that you made yourself a free person by your own accord and through your rebellion. And Rashi also states, Izaynech Alach Sifra Khan, Im Niska Isa Beklimel Chamtecha, Sher Rakta Beisat Necha, Seif Yuchzen Shecha B'yadenuhu, Yadanu Sha'ata Eved, and we know that you're really an Eved. Rabbeinu Gershon brings down, Sheyadanu Onu Me'ez Mishpachata, that even in Rome, we know from which Mishpacha you come from, Lefi Shehuknes Av Vishal Hordes, as Huknes, who was the father of Hordes, Pam Achas Holoch Al Romim Lelochim V'Notach, V'Rob B'Shiv Yashivcha Achas Yifas Toya, V'Chomda V'Oselo Kedin Toya, U'Bol Le'a, V'Hoyle Mena Oysa Hordes, V'Lefika Choyim Chafan Oysa Miyuchusai, and therefore they were saying that we know that you really came from a Maisa of Znus, and you're really a full-fledged Eved. Gemara continued that they sent a message from Rome, Loi Recha V'Loi Bar Recha, and the Gemara asked, My Recha, what is the Lashon of Recha? And the Gemara answers, Machusa, that it's a king, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, B'negei Adavan HaMelech states, Anoichi HaYoyim Rach U'Meshuach Melech, V'Yibayisim HaMehacha, and some say that the riot of Rech refers to a king is from the Pasuk in Vayishev, that the Pasuk states, V'yikru Lufan of Avrech, when Yosef became the advisor to Paroi, the Pasuk actually calls him Avrech, as he was the advisor to the Rech, to the Melech. Gemara tells us, Amri Mishle Ra Binyan Hordus, Le Ra Binyan Na Miyamav, or some agrees, Le Ra Binyan Mefur Miyamav, that any person that did not see the referred Bespatial Migdash that Hordus built did not see a beautiful building in his lifetime. And the Gemara asked, But my Banya, what was special about his building? And Amr Rabba, or some agrees, Amr Rabba, Ba'avne Shisha Umirmra, that he used green and white marble. And Ikad Amri, and others say, Ba'avne Kokla, Sheisha Umirmra, that he used blue, green, and white marble. And another feature that he added was, Apik Safa Ba'il Safa, that he alternated between each row of stones, and one stone went further out, and one stone remained in. Did so kehechad in Kabel Sida, in order that the cement should be able to go and hold the Beis HaMikdash up even better. And this was a way to strengthen the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and Sava the Mishay B'dava. And afterwards, Herodes had an idea to cover the entire outside of Beis HaMikdash with gold, in order to beautify it even further. And Amalei Rabbanon, however, Rabbanon said, Shafke, leave it the way it is. The Hachi Shapit Tvei, as this actually makes more sense, and it works better, the Mechzikid V'Sidiyama, as because it's built in this manner, therefore it looks like the waves of the sea. This was because he made it out of different colors of marble, and number two, that each row was indented, and therefore it looked like the waves of the sea that went in and went out. And as Rashi says, that of course this is beautiful, as the Ayin Mistashesh B'Riyason, and as we know that when a person looks at the sea, that has a calming effect on a person, and people enjoy watching the waves of the ocean. And the Gemara continues and asks a question, How did Bava Mamuta give an Itza to Herodes in order that Herodes should be able to have tshuva? Why is it that Daniel received the einish? Later on in the Gemara will show how we know that Daniel received the punishment. But they explained that Daniel received an einish, but that we know that he gave an Itza to Nebuchadnezzar. And as we know, Nebuchadnezzar had a terrible dream. And after Daniel interpreted the dream for Nebuchadnezzar and told Nebuchadnezzar that he would lose the Malchus and that he would be killed, so the Psukim in Daniel in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav, tell us that Daniel actually gave an Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar as to what could save him from this punishment. Shenema, as the Pasuk tells us, that Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, Lahein Malchum, Milki Yishpar, Loch, the Tatoch with Stock of Prake, Vav Yosef, Michan, Anion, ain't heavy Archol, the Schlavsoch, the Neoton and Buchanetza, that even though you had this terrible dream, that I'm giving you advice and you should be perk your Averis by giving Tzedakah and by being nice to the Aniyim, and this way HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't go and punish you immediately. Seven, then the next pasuk says, Koyle Mata al Nebuchadnezzar Malka, that all of these punishments actually occur to Nebuchadnezzar. Uksiv, however, the next pasuk says, Luxas Yachin Trey Osa al Hechel Machusa di Bavel Mahalechava, that these punishments only came to Nebuchadnezzar after 12 months, and therefore we see that Daniel actually gave an Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar that helped hold back the punishments for 12 months. And Rashi and Sefer Daniel, on the words, Hein Teve Archel Shlavosech, tells us, Ulay Dei Shoyz Lishloibech, Shloy Tumara Ro Lovoi, and Rashi states, Daniel Hasi Eitzah Tevel Nebuchadnezzar, and why is it that Daniel decided to give an Eitzah Tevel to Nebuchadnezzar, as Roy Yisrael Aniyim Shvali Goyla, that Daniel saw the dire straits that Aniyim of Klai Yisrael were in Golis, and Machzion Al Psachim, and they were Machzion Al Psachim, Vesiu Eitzah Lechanam, and therefore he told Nebuchadnezzar, he should be graceful to Aniyim, and he should support them, Om Maloi Aniyim Eilu Sheglisim Re'evim Heim Panosim, and you should support them, V'chein Asa Pasach Leitzoysav, and he opened up all of the warehouses, V'yim Mefatzim Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, and for the next 12 months he gave the Aniyim of Klai Yisrael to eat, and he supported them. The Gemara is bothered that since we know that Daniel was actually punished for giving this Eitz to Nebuchadnezzar, even though it was to benefit Klai Yisrael, so why would Bel Bamuta give an Eitz to Hordus as to how he could do tshuva? The Gemara answers, Iba Yisimu Shani Avdo Dechai B'mitzvus, that Bel Bamuta was giving this Eitz to Hordus, who was an Eved, and Eved is Chai B'mitzvah Seisha Lohez Man Grama, and therefore he had a right to give him an Eitz, even though Daniel shouldn't have given an Eitz to Nebuchadnezzar, who was a Goy, Iba Yisimu, or Shani Beis Amidosh, the Loi Malchus Loi Misbani. Then in this case, Bel Bamuta did not have any other Eitzah, as without the kingdom, then there was no way that he would be able to refurbish the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara continues that we mentioned that Daniel received the Einish, and the Gemara asks, "When Daniel menolim the Einish, how do we see that Daniel actually received the punishment?" And the Gemara explains, "Ilayim mishum dechsev batikra Esther lasach," and if it's because in Megillas Esther it states that Esther called hasach, the Amar Rav and Rav states hasach zed Daniel. So hanich lemanda Amar shechachu megdlu lasai. That is very good according to Manda Amar that says that the reason why Daniel was eventually called Hasach was because he was knocked down and he was cut down from his original power and he lost that power, and therefore that would be the Einish. But according to the Manda Omer that says that Daniel was called Hasach because anything that the Melech did was always run through him and he was the advisor to the king, so Michael Mema, so where do we see that he received an Einish? And the Gemara explains the Shadul Luguba Darvasa, that we know that Daniel was ultimately thrown into the lion's den and that was his Einish. And Ein in top places on the Omer, and this is brought down in Pirkei Rabbeinu as well, Nenesh Habe, that they actually received the terrible Einish, Shenerag, as he was killed, Dichsiv, Ayigidu L'Mordechai, as Divri Esther, that after it speaks about Hasach, then it says that they told to Mordechai the words of Esther, but like Kasav Hasam Hasach, and it doesn't tell us that Hasach was the messenger between Esther and Mordechai, and the reason is, L'Fisha Hargo Haman, Ashahayim Meshad Varim, Bein Esther L'Mordechai, as Haman killed Hasach, because he was delivering messages between Mordechai and Esther, Omiyu Gemara Shalano in Teifis Kain. However, our Gemara and the Gemara in Bavli doesn't hold like that. The Rashina and Megillah, as we learned in Masechet Megillah and Daf Tezvav, Vasoch Leichen Holach, that the Gemara asks where was Hasoch, and the Gemara answers the Mefarish Lefisha Imashiva and Alkakola, that it doesn't mention that Hasoch actually brought this message back because he didn't want to bring the bad news back to Mordechai. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that our Mishnah stated that if the Ashutfim are building a wall, either because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, or even if it's Hezek Riyah Lashmei Hezek, but they decided to build a wall, then Makish Nagel lived this Gvil, Gazak Fisil Vain in Boinin, Hakol Kamina Kamedina, the Gemara is Hakol Asu Yemai, that Lachay, we just stated that Makim Shnagel lived nice in a place where the Minig is to build out of certain materials, then you have to build out of those materials, and why would the Mishnah have to say Hakol Kamina Kamedina if Lachay, that's Pashit, as we just stated that? The Gemara answers Lasuya Asu the Nahiga Buhutsu Vedafna, that this Lashon of the Mishnah is coming to include that if there's a Minig HaMakim where they would build their walls out of palm branches or out of other branches, then even though these are shvacha materials, these materials are not as good as stone walls or as walls made of bricks, but even so, since there's the Minig HaMedina, therefore we have to follow that Minig, and one partner can't force the other partner to build this wall out of bricks or out of stones. Now that we learned this Gemara, let's go back to the third Taisis in the Masechta and that Bezom and Aleph in Diba Maslo Begvil, Zen Nais and Gimel Tvachim, Vizen Nais and Gimel Tvachim, and Taisis Es Vin Taimah, And everyone should do a minig based on whatever the standard is in that place. Taisus explains that if there's a minig hamakim, that they would use thicker walls and they would make their walls of gvil from stones that were even thicker than six tefachim, then that is not a valid minig. And the maximum amount that you could require your partner to add is only up to the share of the Mishnah. However, if the minig is to do less than that, then that's fine. And as we just learned, that even if the minig is to use shvacha material, then that is a valid minig. And therefore, if the minig is to use shvacha bricks or shvacha stones, then that would also be a valid minig. However, Tesis continues, Vim Taima, Umay Bay Gomorrah, Kol Kaminga Maduna, Lasuya Mai, Umishani Lasuya, Asur and Higa Bahutsu Vidafna, Lema Lasuya, Kamina Kalamakamis, Kamishanagu. Why didn't our Gomorrah just answer that the Mishnah is teaching us that at any place, whatever the minig is, that's what you have to follow? Vindir Rabbi and Tam, the Dafka Bahutsu Vidafna, and Rabbi and Tam therefore explains that our Gomorrah is Dafka telling us that a minig of Hutsu Vidafna is a proper minig. However, Pachmikan, Afilu Nagu, Minig Hadyadu. But if there's a city where the minig Hamokim is to use material that is even of a lower quality than Hutzav Dafna, then that would not be a valid minig. And based on this, Taisus tells us of Beja Klal, Umuchiach Mikan, the Yesh Min Hogim, She'in Lisbach Aleim, Afilu Hechadutnan, Hakol Kaminik Hamedina, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated, Lefika Chimnafla Kaisala, Mokim Vavon Mishal Shneim, and therefore, since they both gave the materials as well as the area for the wall, so if the wall falls down, then the materials of the wall, as well as the area where the wall was standing, belongs to both of the shutfim. And the Gemara is pshita, and as Rashi states, da vonim shel shneim, da afilu le pasul and din and the masis and hamam dena shem etchilu ben shneim asu al kochem hayu chokem mishav avonim shrei b'shus shneim unachem. As at this point, the avonim are sitting and are in the rishus of both of them, v'yad mi mehem tigavar, and neither of them have more of a chazaka than the other. The Gemara explains, le tzricha de naflu rishus aduchab minayu, as our Mishnah is teaching us hadin, that even if the avonim fell into the rishus of one of the partners, that he can't claim that he has a chazaka, and the other party is a mitzvah mechaveri, and the din would be a mitzvah mechaveri al varaya, and there is no din of chazaka in this case, inami de peninu chad l'rishus today, or in a case where one of the parties went and took all the avonim into his rishus, and he claims that he's now musik, and maru tema nehevi idach a mitzvah mechaveri al varaya, kamash blon, then in these cases, we don't have a din of a mitzvah mechaveri al varaya, and the din is yachloiku, and as Rashi brings down, that b'shutfim kai gavno, anucha avonim b'rishus chaveri loy kapti, that as we learned in paragraph by Isfaliya at the end of Masechet Bava Metzia, then in cases of shutfis, then one shutf is generally not makbid on the other, and therefore by the fact that he has avonim in his rishus, that is not considered that one party is muchzik over the other. And as Rashi says, the kai mulon shutfim loy kapti hadadi ayin sham. Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, v'chein begina makim shenagu ligdo mechayvin esai, amu bevika makim shenagu shaloi ligdar and ein mechayvin esai. Gemara is bothered, hagufu kasha amrit v'chein begina makim shenagu ligdo mechayvin esai, that the Mishnah stated that the same din would apply to a garden in an area where the minig is to make a wall, then we mechayv him to make a wall. Hastama im mechayvin esai, and the mashmois is that if you're negina and there is no minig hamakim, as either it's a new city or there is no minig in the city, then when someone has a gina, we would not be mechayv the parties to make a wall between their ginais. Eim a seifa, but let us see the seifa. Avo bika makim shenagu shloig ligda im mechayvin esai, hastama mechayvin esai, and the mashmois is that if there would not be a minig in a bika, then we would be mechayiv him to build a kaisel. L'chayr, that is actually seisa, the diik that we just made, b'negei agina, as l'maisa we already stated in that beza mebez, that certainly b'negei agina, there is more of a reason to mechayiv someone to build a wall, as certainly a person doesn't want someone standing and watching his vegetables, as there's always vegetables in a garden, and therefore there's a problem of ayin hara. Masha'in came by a stale loven and by a field of grains, where the grain is only there for a short period of time, so the likelihood of ayin hara is not as strong, and therefore it is not as much of a reason to build together. And therefore the Gemara is, hashto stam gina amrit loy, if we just stated that b'negei stam stam gina, that the din is that you don't have to build a gedda, so stam biko mi boi, then certainly there's less hezek and less ayin hara by a biko. And certainly if you're in an area where there is no minhag hamakim, then when dealing with a biko and dealing with a field of grain, there should not be a requirement to build a kaisel. And because of this question, Amabaya Abaya explains, hachi kama, that it is pshad na mishnah, and Rabbeinu Gershom explains that it's as if we are stating chasur mechzer of hachi ktani. The way to understand the mishnah is that when it states v'chein begina, it means v'chein stam gina, and the same din applies when you're dealing with a gina in an area where there is no minig, as certainly in that case, there's more of a reason to build a wall, and therefore we're going to require you to build a wall. However, however, when dealing with a field of grain, the only time we're going to be mechayvu to build a wall is only if the minhag hamakom is to build a wall. As Tosfos adds in, that we would have to explain the sefer in the same manner, and the sefer is teaching us avos stam biko, that if you have a biko where there is no minhag hamakom, then you do not have to build a wall. And v'makom shemay nagu likdar begina and benegei gina, if there's a place where the minhag hamakom is not to build a geder, then we would not be mechayv him to build a geder. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, so Rava says to Abaya, Im Kain, my Aval, that L'chir, if your Pshat is right, then why does the Mishnah state, Aval Bebika, Makim Shinagu Shloi Ligdor, Im Mechayvin Oisai, if L'chir, it should say, Uve Bika, Uve Makim Shinagu Shloi Ligdor, Im Mechayvin Oisai, or at least as Rashi states, V'hochi Bayli Lemiste, Aval Makim Shinagu Shloi Ligdor, Im Mechayvin Oisai. The Gemara therefore states, Elam Rava, so Rava explains, Hachik Tani did the Pshat in the Mishnah, V'chein Stam Gimna, Kim Makim Shinagu Ligdor Dami, Um Mechayvin Oisai, that the same din applies to a gina, even in a makam where there is no minig, as even in a place where there is no minig to build a wall, it's considered like a makam shenagu ligdar, and therefore a person could be mechayev the neighbor to build a wall. And then the Mishnah continues to discuss the din of a bika, and the Mishnah states, I will stam bika, but if you have a bika that's in an area where there is no minig hamakam, then can makam shenagu shalai ligdar dami, then we consider that place as if the stomach is like there's a minig not to build a wall, that in mechayevin say, and therefore one neighbor cannot force the other neighbor to build a wall, and the only time that you could force a neighbor to build a wall when dealing with Sisei Lovin and dealing with a field of grain is only if the minhag hamakom is to build a wall. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that was dealing with a bika, and we stated that b'negia a bika, one neighbor cannot force the other to build a wall, and therefore elin ratza kainat l'tech shaloi b'ayin v'ayis chazis, that if one of the neighbors wants to build a wall, then he could build a wall in his own rishus, and if he does so, he should make a simin on the wall in order that if it falls down, everyone will realize that the makayim of the kaisel, as well as the materials of the kaisel, belong to that party, and they weren't shutfim in this wall. And the Gemara asks, my chazis, what is the simon that they make? Rav Huna states, ach be l'kana l'bar, that when Reuven is building a wall on his own, then he should make sure that the top of the wall turns towards the outside and turns towards his neighbor's property. And the Gemara asks, v'nevel m'lagav, why is it then that he turns it towards his neighbor's side? If l'chayim, he should turn it towards his side, as that is his property. And the Gemara answers that if he does so, Avid Chavri Namil Bar, Va'amma Didivideyu, that if Reuven does it towards his own side, then Shimon will also make a simon on his own side of the wall, as he always has access to his side of the wall, and therefore he'll build some sort of extension onto the wall, and it will look like he actually has a simon there, and then when it falls down, he will claim that he and his neighbor own the wall, B'shutfis. And the Gemara is, Ehochi Hashanami Gaizle Chavri, Va'amma Didivideyu, if we're worried that maybe he'll try to cheat his neighbor, so then we should worry that when Reuven actually turns the wall into Shimon's property, that Shimon may go and cut down that extension, and this way it will look that it was no simon at all, and Shimon will be able to claim that he and Reuven actually chipped in for the wall and that shook him in the wall. And the Gemara answers, Gizuza made the idea that when you cut off an extension or part of a wall, then it's very noticeable, and therefore he wouldn't be able to make this claim. And Rashi explains, when the Gemara had a Havmina, that Shimon would be able to make his own extension on his side of the wall, and Rashi states, when they make this wall b'shutfis, then they make a simon on both sides of the wall. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and others have another version, that Amr Rav Huna, that instead of Rav Huna saying that you should actually turn the wall towards your neighbor's property, he actually stated that you should turn the wall towards your own property, and that will be the simon. And on this version of the Gemara asks, why don't we require him to actually make the simon towards the outside and towards his neighbor's property? And the Gemara says, "Guys lechavre va'amr didivideyu," as if he will do so, then Shimon potentially could cut off that extension, and he'll be able to claim that there is no simon at all. And if the wall falls down, then he'll claim that the materials as well well as the makam of the kaisel belong to both of them. And the Gemara asks, and if you're telling me that Rav Huna holds that the siman was made on the inside area and on Reuven's property, so Shimon always has access to his side of the wall, and Shimon at some point could add an extension to the wall on his side, and then it will look like there's a siman on both sides. And as we stated in the Mishnah, that if there's a siman on both sides, then if the wall falls down, then Shimon could always claim that the materials of the wall, as well as the area where the wall was standing, belong to both of them b'shutfinus. And the Gemara answers, Lefufa made the idea that certainly when someone adds an extension onto a wall after the wall was already completed, we could always tell that that's an extension, and therefore realize that he really didn't have a siman. And finally, on this version of Rav Huna's pshat, the Gemara asks, V'hami b'chutz k'tani, that l'maisa the Mishnah states, V'isa chazuz min b'chutz, and therefore it's mashma that the actual siman was made towards the outside and towards the neighbor's property and not towards Reuven's property. And the Gemara ends off, kasha, that ein chenami, there's a kasha. And Taisis explains, v'tiyufta ina, that is not a tiyufta, the metzina l'meima, hainu sheboilut chutz l'chayma, that all it means when it says mi b'chutz, it means that this siman is actually boilut and actually extends outside of the wall, but ein chenami, the extension is really made towards Reuven's property. And mekal mokum kasha he dim came mi'chutz havelei l'misnei. However, the Gemara still says that it's kasha, as the Gemara did not feel that this teretz is going to be a valid teretz, as l'maisa, if so, the Mishnah should have said a loshin v'isin chotzes mi'chutz, and it shouldn't have stated v'isin chotzes mi'bechutz. And the Gemara just brought down two different ways that you can make a siman, and we had two different memories from Rav Huna. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon brings another way to make a siman in order to show that you actually own the avonim as well as the makayim of this wall. And we continue on Daf Dalar and Beis, Neshaya v'amso milubar, Rabbi Yechon states that the owner of the wall will actually smear some lime on the top of the wall and on the outside of the wall toward the neighbor's property. And Rashi states, Yehitach betit amma b'reisha kaisel m'b'chutz, and Rabbeinu Gershom states, amma milubar sha'am el-yoyna miyasir isa besid al pnei kulo lo'irach ha'kaisel m'b'chutz l'tzad chaveray, and you'll paint the top arm of the wall with lime along the entire length of the wall. However, others say that all you have to make is an amma by amma area, and that itself would be a siman. And the Gemara is, v'nevel mulgav, why don't we make a siman on the inside of the wall, and why does he make it on the outside of the wall towards his neighbor's property? And the Gemara answers, avid chavim mulbar v'amad yivadehu, as since his neighbor has access to that part of the wall, so Shimon will also paint at the top of the wall an amma wide strip, and that will be a siman as well, and he will then claim that we own the wall and the materials b'shufis. And the Gemara is, yehachi hashinami the couple el chavre, the lemaisa, even though that Reuven already made a siman at the top of the wall, but since he made it on the side of Shimon's wall, so Shimon will have the opportunity to go and rub out all of the lime, and some agrees the colorful chavre that he will be able to peel off the amadi divideu, and he will say that there is no siman, and therefore it's a raya that we are both partners in this wall. And the Gemara responds that that won't be a problem, as Kilupa made the idea, as any time that someone will scratch off or peel off lime off a wall, it'll be noticeable, and therefore by Shimon peeling off the lime off of the wall, it will not help Shimon, and Reuven will have a valid siman. And the Rashi brings down that Rabbi Yechon and Rav Huna are not chaylik, elamar mechado, umar mechado, ve'isa laha, ve'isa laha, and either way you can make a siman, and the siman will be valid. However, others say that Rabbi Yechon is actually chaylik Rav Huna, as Rabbi Yechon holds, in Matthias, we don't say Gizuza made the idea, and we also don't say Lefufa made the idea, and therefore he could hold like the Lashon Rishon or the Lashon Achron of Rav Huna. And Rav Huna also argues in Rabbi Yechon, as he holds that if someone will peel off lime, then it isn't possible to necessarily tell, and there's no swear of Kilupa made the idea. And the Gemara continues that even though we explained what the siman will be when you make a wall out of stones or out of bricks, however, we also stated that you can make a wall out of chutz v'dafna, and l'chayru, these simanim will not work when you make a wall out of chutz v'dafna, and therefore the Gemara states, Amar Nachman sinupa yurechim l'bar, that when using chutz v'dafna to create a wall, then when weaving the chutz around the dafna, which are the support beams, you'll actually make sure that when you get to the point where one branch ends, you will make sure to connect it on the outside of the wall towards your friend's property, and that will be a siman that you own the wall. And once again, the Gemara asks, "V'nevel mulagav, why doesn't he make the siman and make sure that the connection of the palm branches are on the inside towards his property and not towards his neighbor's property?" And the Gemara answers, "Avinavi chavri mulagav, amud divideihu, that if he does so, then his neighbor will actually put in more palm branches, and when weaving the palm branches into the dafna and into the support beams, he will make sure able to make the connections on his side of the fence, and then if this fence falls down, he will be able to claim that the materials as well as the mokoyim of this fence belongs to him as well. And the Gemara continues and is, that now that you're making the simin on the neighbor's side, then he'll just cut it off, and this way no one will have a simin, and he'll be able to claim that I own it together with you, and the Gemara answers, Mashuk Leitina, when Reuven actually does this, he makes sure to put mud on top of the tips of the branches, and this way Shimon won't be able to cut them off. And the Gemara asks, Hashinami Asir Chavri B'Kalaflei, that even if you put mud on top of these branches, Lemaisa, the neighbor will be able to go and scrape the mud off, and therefore it won't be a simon. And the Gemara answers, Kilupa Mediadea, that once you scrape off mud, then it's always discernible, and everyone can recognize that that occurred, and therefore this would be a proper simon for a fence that was made from Husa V'Dafna. However, the Gemara tells us, Abaya Oma Hutz Lesley Takata El Bishtora, that in Chanami, that when building a fence from Hutz V'Dafna, there is no way to make a simon, and the only way to prove ownership is only to make sure that you have a star. And I entice that the bottom of Daf Dal Ramad Aleph, Gaiz Lechavri V'Shadli, where Tais points out, Afagav Lel Oma Gazizu Medi Adia, that even though we just stated that if someone cuts something off, we will be able to tell. However, Behutz Lo Yadia, when dealing with branches, then you will not be able to tell. And that's why the Gemara felt that it's possible that the neighbor will cut off these branches, and the Gemara had to answer that we coated it with mud. Rashi states, El Bishtora, Im Osa Echod Yavi Edim V'Yachtimu Loi, Im Aso Shneim Yidu Edim V'Yachtimu. And Rashi explains that Abaya argues because the Sfir Lei, Kuplatina Mi Lui Hutza Lo Yadia, that even when you scrape off mud off of these branches, that is something that's not discernible, and therefore the only way to have a proper proof is to actually have a shtar. And the Gemara continues to discuss a wall that was made in a valley by a field of grain. And the Mishnah stated in Asu Midashneim, if both the neighbors decided to make this fence and they shared in the expenses, then Shneim Boinus HaKoisel Be'emso, then they build this Koisel in the middle of their properties and they both contribute the area for this Koisel, Va'isen Chazim Mekan Mekan, and in order to show that they both own this area as well as the materials, so they make a simon on both sides of the wall, Lefikach Imnafla Koisel HaMakam HaVonim Shal Shneim. And the Gemara begins, Amalei Rava Mipazika LeRabashi, Rava from Parzika Yes Rabashi, LeYasu LeZev LeZeh, why the Mishnah state that if they both make the wall, then they have to make a simon on both sides of the wall, L'Chayr, let them both not make a simon, and this way we'll know that they both own it. Amalei, so Rav Ashi responded, Loi Tzricha, or Asama Gerz, Dilma, the Kodim Chad Menayel, V'Avididei, that in Chanami, generally, they both won't make a simon. However, what happened, our scenario was, where one of them went and actually made a simon, V'Loi Ovid Chavrei, Oma Dideu, and if his friend doesn't make a simon as well, then the other one will be able to say that the entire wall and the materials belong to me. And the Gemara continues and asks, Amalei, that Ravim Pazika, Yes Rav Ashi, V'Tan Takantara, Ma'ikum Ashwan, is our Tana coming to teach us the Takana, if someone actually tried to cheat his friend and actually made a simon, that the other party should make sure that he also makes a simon in order to protect himself from this cheater, and l'chir, that's not the derech of the Mishnah. And Amalei, Rav Ashi responded to Ravim Pazika, V'Resha Lav Takantara L'Ramayu, that l'chir, the Resha is also a Takana L'Ramay, as the only reason why Reuven would make a simon when he built the actual wall is in order to protect himself, that Shimon should not come at a later date and claim that he actually built the wall together with Reuven, and that would also be a case where Shimon is trying to cheat Reuven, and even so, we gave a takana in this case in order to protect Reuven, and therefore the Sefer is also teaching us a takana l'ramai. And Amalei, so Ravim Pazika said back to Rav Ashi that Bishlem Reisha Tana Dina Mishum Dina Tana Takanta El Sefer Dina Ktani Diktani Takanta. And Rashi explains in Reisha Tana Dina Holo Bika Ein Minig Ligdar, that since in a valley the minig is not to make a gedda, Ein Yachal Chayfai, you can't force your neighbor to contribute to your wall. El Kinesh L'Teich Shalay Ubayna Va'Aid Tana Dina Tana Takanta. And once we have to tell you then that when you're going to build a wall, make sure to build it within your property. So then we said, and make sure to protect yourself by making chazes mishum ramai al sefer dinu leitana. But the sefer didn't teach us a new din as pshita dim asu midashneim tasman shel shneim. That certainly the din would be that if both of them decide to build a wall, then you'll build it with both of them materials, and you'll build it right in the center of their properties. Bekul mishum takanta hidatanya. And therefore, the only reason why the Mishnah brings a sefer is only to teach us a takana for ramai, and that's not the derech of a Mishnah. And at this point, the Gemara is back to its original question, that l'chayr in a case where both of the parties built the wall together and they both contributed an even amount, then why would we have to make a simon on both sides if l'chayr we should just not make a simon at all? And the Gemara answers, Amravina, hachabahutzi askinan, that we're actually talking talking about a wall that was made out of chutzin, and lafukim in abaya, and this part of the Mishnah is actually teaching us that the din is not like abaya, the amu chutzin lesli takantel b'shtara, that abaya just stated that b'negei chutzah, that the only way to protect yourself and to prove your ownership is only through a shtar, and kamash one, the b'chazes sagya, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that when you have two parties that build a wall, then even if the wall was made out of chutzah v'dafna, there is a way to make a simin, and Taisis at the top of the Amid states, lafukim in abaya, the abaya is sovereign, the shapa is slay lemisne to kantel ramoi, and abaya actually hold that the Mishnah is actually teaching us that takana for ramoi and for someone that's trying to cheat his neighbor. And Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom, who explains when the Gemara is stated, then the ratio we explain the din, and he explains tonim reitza koinus b'teich shaloi, the afa gav the chaver ainu reitza shimayloi ba'avir, that even though his neighbor says that I don't want you to build this wall, as I don't want it to block my ear and I don't want it to block my light, ainu yochel la'akavulav, that you can't hold him back behind the dina. And that is the din that we're referring to. The agav the mishtuch l'misdei dina toninami takanta avosefa le'ispei dina klal the hodik toni masisid avam also midashdeim boynes akusel b'emtza lav dina hu d'midai tayo avdi, as the ma'isa both of them agreed to do so, and therefore it's not a chiddush that they could build this kaisel. And we continue with the next mishnah hamakav es chaveri mishol shu chaisev. Reuven is surrounding Shimon's field from three sides. The goddess who is shoyne v'sa shniyu v'sa shlishes, and Reuven makes a fence around all of his fields. And therefore, between his three fields and Shimon's field, there is actually a wall that's protecting Shimon's field on three sides. However, the fourth side of Shimon's field is still not protected. And therefore, since we know that a stam bicker is makim shenagu shaloi ligdar, and there is no problem of hezugriya, and as Tais pointed out previously, that benegeya bicker, there is also no problem of ayin hara, since it's only for a short period of time a year. And therefore, im chayvin ayisai, at this point, Reuven cannot force Shimon to contribute to the expenses of this fence or to the land or area for this fence. And Rashi points out, v'li nira taimo mishum dakati le mahan le midi, as these fences did not help Shimon at all, shakol yichoyin likones meruach revias, as l'maisa, anyone could walk into the fourth side, k'daminim gemara, and ba'af agav daminon le'el, the stam bikl mokm shenogu shloylik dehu, hanimili bein bikl le'bikl, v'koysa gavoya dal amis, l'shom hu d'loy be'inon, that certainly between two fields of grain, you don't need a wall that's 4 amis tall. My timer, the leka hezekria, as there is no hezekria, al bishvul hezek behemishli, consul sada, tzarch lig de gedishloi asar tvachim, hamuneim li konis abhemis, and certainly someone would have to build a wall in order to prevent animals from coming into his field and ruining his crops. Let's keep in mind that the Gemara will actually be medayik for the Lashon of Tanakama, that once someone builds a fourth wall, then certainly at that point, Shimon will have protection from animals, and therefore Shimon will be required to contribute to some of the cost of this wall, or potentially to all of the walls. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yisi, amen. Rabbi Yisi states, Im Omad v'godes herviyis megalgalon sakol, that if a fourth wall is put up, then Shimon will be required to contribute towards these walls, and the Gemara will have various ways to understand the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi, and the Gemara will also have various ways to understand the words in Omad v'godar, if it's referring to the makif or to the nikif, or both to the makif and the nikif, as we will see in the Gemara. And the Gemara begins, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol, Halach Rabbi Yisi, the Halach follows Rabbi Yisi, the Amr v'godes herviyis, megalgalon sakol, loishna Amr nikif, loishna Amr makif, and it doesn't make a difference who is the party that actually built the fourth wall, and it doesn't make a difference if Shimon actually went and built the fourth wall, or if Reuven, who built the previous three walls, also has a fourth wall on the fourth side of Shimon, and he built the fourth wall. Lafi Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, the Rabbi Yisi stated that Amr v'godar is referring to either the makif or the nikif. And the Gemara continues, Itma, we learned, Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna states, Hakol ufi meshagada, that when Rabbi Yisi says that you have to pay for this wall, then you have to pay based on the materials that your neighbor used, and even if your neighbor used very good bricks or very good stones, you have to pay him for 50% of his expenses. However, Chiyu Barava, Mahakol ufi demekanim bezoil, that the amount that Shimon would have to pay is only based on the value of reeds that could be bought cheaply, as Shimon could always claim that even though now that all four sides of my sada are protected, I'm having hana, but even if I would have built this wall, I would have built it out of reeds, and out of reeds I could buy much cheaper. And the Gemara continues, Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, HaMakav Eschaveir Mishol Shru Chayseh V'Godar Shu Shoyin V'Sashni V'Sashlishes E'Mechayiv V'Noyisai, then we can't be Mechayiv Shimon to pay for this these walls, Haravius, Mechayiv Naisai, and it's Muchach that if Reuven would build a fourth wall, then it would be Mechayiv Shimon to contribute to the course with Reuven. But Ema Sefer, let us see the Sefer. Rabbi Yasi stated, Amar Vigadus Haravius, Bengagal of Zakol, and Lachiru, it's very difficult to understand what is the Nafkamina between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yasi, as both are agreeing that once the fourth wall is built, that Shimon would be responsible to contribute for the course of the wall, and the Gemara will have five different ways to understand our Mishnah. And the Gemara gives the first pshat as Bishlim Rav Huna the Amar Kolafim Masha Gadaba, that according to Rav Huna, who says that once Shimon has to contribute, he has to contribute based on whatever materials that Reuven used. So Hainu the Ikub being Tanakama or Rabbi Yasi, that could be the Nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yasi, as Tanakama Savod make Kanabizoil in Umasha Gadaloi, as Tanakama holds that all that Shimon is responsible to pay is based on reeds that he could have bought cheaper. However, he doesn't have to pay based on the actual materials that Reuven actually used to build these walls. Rabbi Yasi Sava, HaKalafi Mashagoda. However, Rabbi Yasi is Machmir, and he holds that Shimon has to pay based on whatever materials that Reuven used to build these walls. As we will see in the first four ways that the Gemara will learn the machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yasi is going to be more Machmir than Tanakama, and that is the Mashmois of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yasi stated in Amar Vigadus Haravius, Megagel Lav is HaKol, and it's Mashmir, Rabbi Yasi hold that Shimon has more of a responsibility than according to the Tanakama. However, the Gemara is Al Chiyo Barav the Omar Hakol Lufid Mekana Bezoil, but according to Rabbi Chiyo Barav, who said the Lufir Rabbi Yasi means to say that Shimon has to only pay based on the cost of reeds that you could buy cheaply. So Lachira might it could be in Tanakama Rabbi Yasi. What would be the Nafkamina between Tanakama Rabbi Yasi? As Lachira, Rabbi Yasi is more Machmir than Tanakama, and we will medayik that the Tanakama certainly holds that once you build a fourth wall, then there's a chiyuv for Shimon to actually contribute to the cost of the wall, and certainly it can't be less than the Mekanim Bezoil. And as the Gemara states, either Mekanim Bezoil or Kiyavle, if according to the Tanakama you won't even pay the value of reeds that you could buy cheaply, my Kiyavle, then what are you paying? And the Gemara now brings a second way to understand our Mishnah. Iba is Ema, if you want, I could tell you, Agan and Tiri, Kabinayu, the Nafkamina between Tanakama and Rabbi Yasi, is if you have to pay the actual wages of a guard, as Tanakama Sava Akan and Tiri in to make Kana Bezoil Loi. The Tanakama is Makel, and he says that Shimon would only have to pay for a watchman and for the wages that he would pay for a watchman for a very short amount of time every year, because the only time that you need a guard is only for a very limited period of time, which is during the time that the wheat is already ripe and standing in the field. And the Tanakama would hold that you can't force Shimon to even pay for the value of a wall that's made out of reeds that are bought cheaply. And Rabbi Yasi Sava to make Kana Bezoil, and Rabbi Yasi holds that once you build a fourth wall, then you could force Shimon to pay for the value of the wall, and Shimon would have to pay based on the value of reeds that would bore cheaply. And the Gemara now brings a third shot that the Nafkamina Tanakama and Rabbi Yasi is if Shimon would actually have to contribute for the first, second, and third walls. As Tanakama Sava reveals who the Avle, the Tanakama holds that Shimon would only have to contribute for the fourth wall, but for the first, second, and third walls, Shimon would not have to contribute at all. And as Rashi states, "I will demand Rishonis LeYovle Shekvay Yotzim Hem Zaka VeBezdin Shahayu Shom Yom Rabim VeLeYu Iloi." As these walls were standing for a long period of time and they didn't help Shimon at all, the Megadru Nikol Revius LeYovle Midi Kidepuches Shekvay Yotzi DeBezdim Hem. And certainly, if Shimon built the fourth wall, then Shimon would not have to pay for the first three walls. And I entice the Maskel Shniu Shlishis Loi Oym Reed Hayin Taima the Ein Lecha Adam Shloim Misayei LeRevius. That certainly, there's no person that wouldn't help out, at least for the fourth wall, because he knows that at this point he'll be enclosed from four sides. But Shimon could always claim that if I knew that I had to pay for all four walls, then I wouldn't have been masking to pay at all. However, Rabbi Yasi Sava Rishonu Shliyu Shlishis Nami Yavle, Rabbi Yasi holds that now that either the Makif or the Nikif build the fourth wall, then Shimon would have a responsibility to contribute to the first, second, and third walls, as Lamais at this point, those walls are helping him and it's protecting him, and therefore he has to pay for 50% of the walls. But of course, since we're going according to the Shita of Chiyu Barav, so then he would only have to pay Lefid Ben Kanan Bezoil. And the Gemara continues with a fourth explanation as to understand the Mishnah and to understand the Machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yasi, and Iba Yisiba, Makev Benikev, Iker Benayu, the Nafkamina between Tanakam and Rabbi Yasi, is as to who actually had to put up the wall in order for Shimon to be Chayiv. And the Gemara explains that Tanakam is Sava, that the Tanakam hold time of the Amad Nikev, who the Megagal and Zakol, that the only time that we would say that Shimon has to pay for all four walls is only in the case where Shimon actually put up the fourth wall, as he's Megal Das, that he wants the four walls, Alva Omen Makif in Nisla El Dmei Revius. However, if the Makif is the one that puts up the fourth wall, then you can't prove that Shimon is Nichalei, and therefore Shimon actually has to only have to pay for the fourth wall and not for the previous three walls. However, Rabbi Yisi Sava, Loishno Nikolif, Loishno Makif, that doesn't make a difference if the Nikolif or the Makif put up the fourth wall, in Omen Vigodim, Gagalim Sakol, then at that point Shimon will be responsible to contribute for half of the cost of the wall. And as we stated, that since we're going according to Chiyah Barav, they'll only be hired to be Kanim Bezoil. And as we previously pointed out, that according to the first four versions and the first four ways that we could understand the machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yisi, then it comes out that Rabbi Yisi is always more machmir than the Tanakhama. However, the Gemara continues, Lishanachrina, and according to this fifth version as to how to understand the machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Tanakhama, it'll come out that Tanakhama is more machmir than Rabbi Yisi. And as the Gemara explains, Makif Benikif Iker Benayu, the Nafkamina would be as to who built the wall, as Tanakhama Sabah and God of Makif as a Rabbi is Nami Yavli. Tanakhama is machmir and says that even if Ruvain built the fourth wall, then Shimon will be responsible to pay for the walls. However, Rabbi Yisi Sava, Im Amun Nikav Begadus Revius, Hu Diavle, the Gali Dait Nichle, the only time that Shimon will be responsible to contribute to the walls is only if Shimon was the one who got up and built the fourth wall, as he was Megala Das, that he wants these walls. However, Im Gadu Makif, Lo Yavle Midi, but Rabbi Yisi holds that if Shimon would actually have not built the fourth wall, and Reuven was the one that built all four walls, then Shimon would not be Chayiv at all, as Lamaisa is no din of Hezekriya, and even though it's true that it's protecting Shimon's field, but ultimately Shimon didn't ask Reuven to do so, and he was never Megahal Das, he's Nichle, and Shimon would be Patel Lagamri. And Ayin Rabbam Taisa Da Amid, Diba Maschav, Rabbi Yisi Savim, Amid Nikav, Vagadaz Ravias, Afa Gav Da Ad Hashta Hoyim Machmer, that even though in all four versions prior to this point, we said Rabbi Yisi was more Machmer than Tanakama, Kid Mash Malishan and Megal Lam Zakol, and as we pointed out, that the Lashon and Mishnah of Megal Lam Zakol was Machmer, Rabbi Yisi was more Machmer than Tanakama. However, Lach Lishna Loi Haviachi, according to this last version, it comes out that Rabbi Yisi is actually more Makel, the Lashon and Omad Mashmer Nikov, as Lamaisa, the Lashon and Rabbi Yisi that states in Omad Begadar is Mashmer, that it was not the Makif that actually built the fourth wall, and it's only the Nikov, and that's why, even though the Mishnah stated the Lashon Megal Lam Zakol, we still could explain Rabbi Yisi is actually being more Makel than Tanakama, Ayin Shum, and we will stop over here.